Which one of you is about to get married? Okay. Well, I'm sure you got a big day planned. I'm sure you're very excited, you know? And it's coming up, and you're going to be there on the big day, and you're going to be sitting behind that table, wherever, you know, with your husband. You're going to be looking out. You're going to see all your friends and family dancing and drinking and everything. Nobody wants to be there at all. Just remember that. Remember that your wedding is a goddamn burden on your friends and family. There's nothing worse than getting invited to a wedding. It's just the most imposing. It's horrible. You're expected to bring a gift. No other event in anybody's life are you expected to bring a gift, right? Like if you went to your best friend's birthday, sir, you know what I mean? It'd be in some bar and you'd show up and you go, hey, dude, I don't have time to get you a present. Who gives a fuck? Let's get wasted. Woo! All right, yeah. Here's your present, Jägerbomb. Thanks. That was easy. Thanks. Hey, Dad, you want a present for Father's Day? Presents are for pussies. Would I raise a little fucking pussy or something? Hey, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day?
All I ever wanted was a happy family. That's all I ever asked for.
Weddings are the only event because, for the most part, people take themselves way too seriously when they get married. My God, did you ever see a couple of assholes that tie the knot and then climb into a horse and carriage after the ceremony? People actually do that. They climb into a horse and carriage like they're Ebenezer Scrooge or some shit. Look at us, isn't this so great? Look at this, our day, this is all for us, the horses and the carriage. I hope that thing crashes into a fucking ravine and you get trampled to death. You deserve to die like that. How dare you take yourself that seriously? This is a little house on the prairie. Get the fuck out of that horse and carriage. Did you ever go to a wedding where the groom wears a top hat all day? And he carries a cane around like he's the mayor of romance. Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome to Love Town. I'm Captain Douche. You finally get to the reception, right? Finally get to the reception, and you're right in the middle of that first plate of hors d'oeuvre, and then that guy comes out. Everybody, please, stop eating and drinking if you could. These kids are gonna have their first dance. Could you all stop eating and drinking, please? These kids are gonna have their first spin around the old... No. I'm not stopping the only thing I came to this shitstorm for today. Watch you assholes spin around a Lionel Richie for 3.5 minutes. I don't give a fuck. Do something I care about. Consummate the relationship on the dance floor. When you bang her from behind under that pepperoni tray, all right? When she drinks your load down the ice luge like it's a shot of Red Bull and Jaeger, then maybe I'll put down my cheese cube for 10 seconds. Nobody's having fun at your wedding. If you're single at a wedding, you just feel lonely. If you're in a relationship at a wedding, it just applies pressure. The only one really enjoying himself is a little prick that carries the ring down the aisle. Yeah, because everybody sucks his ass. All day you gotta hear it. Did he do great? Wasn't he great? Didn't he do great? Yeah, the kid's a fucking genius. He can walk in a straight line and not drop shit. Yes. Yeah, get him into the pre-med stuff now. Let's talk about it for another 2 hours. That gift thing bothers me more than anything. That gift thing really bugs me because it's not just the wedding, right? They get engaged, you got to buy them something for the engagement party. Then you got to get a gift for the bridal shower. Then you drop money at the bachelor party. Then you drop money at the bachelorette party. You got to give them a gift for the wedding. And if they decide to have a baby, you got to buy them something for the christening too. You know what? You decide to start the family. Go fuck yourself. This isn't my financial responsibility.
Radio.com, a new standard in internet radio. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. It is Tuesday, January 26th, 2016. I am Joel Dutch Van Wernen here with Royce Lopez.
Is this the official party starter song?
It is right now. Yeah. Ray Lopez.
Woo!
Johnny Cake Cinzeri.
Cakes.
I don't know if I like that one. Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hi, everybody.
And Sherry Dahl.
Woo!
Oh, and my girlfriend, Kelsey Thompson.
Hi, Kelsey.
Oh,
Your mic's on now.
Now it's on. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys want to get in touch with us? The number is 954-573-2780. If you would like to call this show. Or just join us live at morelikeradio.com/live, obviously every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight here on morelikeradio.com. So, Sherry, Mitch, what did you guys do this weekend?
I mean, it was a pretty low-key weekend. We didn't have a whole lot planned.
Pran. That sounded like a Marie botch.
Yeah. That is a Marie botch.
That's exactly what I did.
I had a side of prand with my Shiraz.
Mitch has some elaborate pranning.
I had some elaborate pranning. And then I said, Sherry, will you marry me?
What?
I don't know why I'm playing Fandango. It was just the first button that was available.
I like.
Okay, so, dude.
So that's a thing.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
I texted you the second I found out.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
So how did you propose? Did you do something corny like using Scrabble pieces?
Of course I did. So
Oh man, that was my idea.
All right. So Sherry and I started talking to each other through Words with Friends on the phone.
Which, because I was instead too much of a... Instead of they normally talk to each other through their teeth.
Wait, hold on a second. Nice. That's how you guys met, was through Words with Friends?
No, well, no, we went to school together.
We met in college, and our first like actual time meeting each other, he was shooting a film, and he was a dead person, and I was a zombie, and I was like grabbing...
his dick.
I was grabbing at his stomach and stuff, and I never remembered him.
I was going to say, we've never actually figured out how you two met. I've never figured out anyways.
Well, I mean, it was school, the thing she's talking about was like 2 years before we even started talking to each other. we just kind of crossed paths. And I'm like, hey, this hot girl's right at my dick. Don't get a boner.
Well, he was a dead person and I was a zombie. And he remembered me and I had no idea who the dead person was.
Yeah. So
and
was
I didn't
it
remember
love
who the dead person was.
Bite?
Jesus, John. I hate you.
Get it? Because zombies like to bite with their teeth.
No, we got it.
But then about 2 years later, we started having some more classes together.
That's...
We started talking.
I was going to say, is that code?
Well, no.
No, we had some classes together and we found out each other played Word with Friends. but we never actually talked to each other. So we started playing Words with Friends together. And he did a lot of kicking my ass.
She's not very smart.
So so our actual talking through that chat through Words with Friends was, you motherfucker, you jet, how the fuck? And that was
You're
a lot
cheating.
Of my first words towards him.
And then I think I just called her stupid a bunch of times.
And then he said, okay, so next game, winner buys beer.
How
and
quickly?
I lost, and he bought me beer.
Oh, that's smooth, actually.
No, no, I lost, and he still bought it
I still
it
had
for
to
me.
Buy her beer because...
How quick? How quickly into it did he... Then this is just an important thing for me. Did he promote that he was on a radio show to you?
I mean, he had that ugly hippo juice sticker on.
Whoa!
Hey, hey,
whoa. Just kidding. Just
now
kidding.
I'm turning
He did have
mad.
The bumper sticker on his laptop, so I kind of knew about it. So, I mean, we were maybe, I was listening for maybe a month, month and a half before we started dating.
How long? Because I remember when I went out there a couple of years ago. For an install, and I was doing the show from Mitch's house. How long have you guys been together when I was coming over and doing the show from there?
We started dating in January. When did you come to Minnesota?
It was 3 years ago around Valentine's Day, because remember you guys forced me to buy that big ass bear.
So maybe about a month.
Oh, okay.
So it's been
it was longer than that.
I thought we were dating for like 4 months before you losers knew.
Yeah, no, it was about 3-4 months.
I love you.
How long have you guys
maybe
been
it was
dating?
A year.
No.
We weren't dating either.
No,
it was like 4 months.
I remember it was like 3-4 months. But how long have you guys been dating in total?
Yeah.
4 years.
Oh boy.
Has it been that long? Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I brought up to them that I should get a thank you because it was
Oh, you should.
Yes, can I explain why?
Okay.
Yes. Please explain.
Because I was bugging Mitch in Branson about doing it. So because of me, I gave him the courage. And as many of you don't remember, I am.
What are you from the Wizard of Oz?
No.
Give someone courage.
If you remember, I am a hero when I pulled that kid out of the car. Remember that? Yeah. So
how can we forget? You remind us every chance you get.
So, okay, listen. The kid could have died and I saved his life.
I don't
And
know.
I'm happy now that not only did I save a life, but I saved the marriage.
Do you know the kid's name?
Mitch, that names aren't names
this
aren't
is besides the point.
Names aren't important.
So, did you have to like wait for the ring? Because why on earth would you propose when I wasn't around to hug you guys?
Because you would expect it on a holiday, and you would expect it on vacation. So he would never, ever. I figured it would be on like a random Wednesday while we were watching New Girl.
I couldn't
or something.
Do so. My idea was, I was like, well, maybe I could do it in Branson. And then like, well, no, that's New Year's. I can't
Ooh,
do that.
By
that's
the way, tacky. Yeah. Kelsey and I had a little mini bet going on that you would do it in Branson.
Yeah, no, I thought about it, but I'm like, no, it's New Year's. I can't do it then. That's too tacky. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe I can do it on our anniversary of when we started dating. I'm like, Aww. Well, no, my dad's birthday is like the next day. So I can't do that either.
And so. Royce and Maureen, when I went to Tampa in mid-December, they said it too. They're like, oh, maybe it'll be in Branson. I hope it's in Branson. And I was like, that'd be cool, but it's not.
Well, apparently what Sherry told me is for the past like 8 months, she's been disappointed every time we go out to dinner and I don't propose to her.
No.
Whoa. Or when he bends over and tries to tie his shoes.
No, pretty much since last July, I started expecting
And I was
kind of hoping for it. But can I
now,
was
hold
like,
on.
Ooh,
did you guys have... I apologize. Did you guys have like conversations leading up to this? Like if you guys like talked about, oh, we should get married or, you know, when we get married, like those type of conversations or no?
No.
It's come up like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
When we go to other people's weddings, we're like, wow, that really sucked. Let's not do that at our wedding. Or, at our wedding, like we should serve our own homebrew.
So this wasn't out of the blue. This was like kind of, okay.
Yeah, the thing is like Marie bugged me for a while there. She's like, are we going to get married or what's happening? And then, you know, I mean, she didn't know when I was going to propose, but she knew. She kind of knew it was coming.
She knew you were going to eventually.
She knew, yeah, be good. Well, because basically she did the whole like, is this going to happen or what's happening thing.
See, like my family kept saying, well, we kind of just gave up. We just kind of stopped pushing you along to do it.
No, your dad still did. Because at Christmas, I have a Mount St. Helens teal ring that I was wearing. And the only finger it fits on is my left-hand ring finger.
Wow, first off, great jewelry.
Thanks. So he goes.
Yeah, explosive deals.
Seriously.
What?
So
Mount St. Helens.
Nothing.
A volcano.
So he's like.
Okay.
That's not any.
That's the sound drop they play every time someone buys something.
Right.
He's like, that's not an engagement ring. I'm like, and I took it off and I'm like, no, it's not. But Mitch, this is the ring you'll need to take with you to have it size when you decide to get me a ring. I said it right in front of his family. Oh, so I've never been like, oh, Mitch, when are you going to marry me? But I drop very blunt hints.
So
yeah, blunt hints. That's a goddamn better off hitting him with a 2x4.
James, right?
Point. Well, at least then he would have known. Oh,
okay,
that's so pretty.
It's so nice.
So for whatever reason, I decided.
Oh, also, hold on. This is important. Listen, Mitch. I know this is your big day, but it's my big day too. Because
why is this your big day?
It's scary.
Oh my god, Royce, you're getting married too?
No. Because yes? I think we all share.
No.
I think that we should.
No.
That we should all share in the joint. By all, I mean myself, Sherry, and Mitch, because remember, it was me who pushed them into doing this.
Royce, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I owe you the biggest, tightest bear hug.
You're welcome. See, it
so
was
what, you're
going
to hug his leg?
I
you have little tiny arms.
So much.
She does have small arms. But listen.
And look at my stubby fingers.
Your hands are so tiny.
Hairy. You're so hairy, like a bear.
Yeah, your little hands.
So I just, for whatever reason, I'm like, okay, I guess I'll do it this weekend. Mm-hmm. And
way to be romantic and think it through.
Just wait.
I knew it was going to happen.
Hold on a second. I got to defend my friend Mitch here. Like, I mean, apparently all the romantic had been taken out of it with dropping 2x4 like hits to the head pins in front of her family.
It's less romantic.
There's still plenty of romantic to come.
So what were you guys doing setting it up?
I got to go backwards.
Shut up.
So on Friday, we're at work and Sherry was over at my desk and I'm out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, hey. Do you want to go to sushi on Sunday?
Pause. In my head, I'm like, oh, Mitch never just out of the blue says, hey, let's go out to dinner. And I'm like, maybe. No, don't disappoint yourself again.
She had given up on this point. So.
Go ahead. I'm just playing some music.
All right. So I'm like, we should go to sushi. She's like, okay. So she had a photo shoot on Saturday. At 10 o'clock in the morning, so I'm like, okay, she's going to be gone. That gives me the perfect excuse to get out of the house and actually go buy the ring, because I hadn't done that yet. So I go to
Just wait.
So I go to the jeweler.
Oh, but what did you tell me you were going to do?
Oh, I told you that I was going to go to Menards to buy a new shower door because you ripped the other one off the fucking hinges.
Oh, that's right. I remember that story.
Hold on.
Because she's a mutant.
What's Menards? It sounds like a place where a duck would go buy
a
suit.
It's like a Home Depot or a Lowe's.
Menards.
Doesn't it? Those? Like a duck would go in there and buy a suit.
Menards? What do you call it?
We have Home Depots and we have Lowe's. That's what we have.
And also if you're like really, really, really,
Ace
really.
Ace Hardware.
Yes, there's Ace Hardware.
Yeah, Menards is like a Hobby Lobby / Lowe's.
No, okay. Menards is like the Walmart.
It's like the Walmart of hardware stores.
It's like a Walmart Hobby Lobby / Lowe's.
Yeah. Got it.
Like
hello and welcome to the Menards.
I had a gift card, so that's why I went there, so I could get some money off the door. But so I lied and I went to
By the way, Mitch, sorry, I didn't mean to do this to you again, but Doc Wheatley says in the chat, congratulations, Royce. Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it.
It's not about you.
I really appreciate it. Go ahead, Mitch. Tell our story.
I'll tell our story. So we went to the jeweler. And Royce and I were looking at the different wedding bands and stuff. We're like, this was stupid.
I was there in spirit.
You weren't there.
This isn't about
you. He was trying them on for me.
So,
anyways,
by the way, the girl that was helping me at the jewelry store, she was super hot.
That's how you sell jewelry.
You don't say that when you're talking about buying the ring. But they know what they're doing.
Okay,
pharmaceuticals and real estate.
You act like I care.
Okay, so you know how like a husky, the dogs, how a husky has like really bright blue eyes.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
She had bright big tits.
Bright big tits.
Nah, John, well, no, she didn't have giant tits, but she had bright blue eyes.
Really?
Yes. So we were looking at bands, and she's like, just going over different ones. I'm like, well, those look terrible. Those are like way too much on them. I just want something kind of simple and blah, 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 which is my way of saying I'm cheap.
Right. Perfect.
So that she rolls in ring pops.
Here's the thing. It worked out perfect because I've never wanted any, like, I love big chunky jewelry, but not for a wedding ring or an engagement ring. I like simple and delicate because I'm clumsy.
I didn't want one with a bunch of bullshit on it.
Get that shit out of here.
So it was one of those ones where you have to pick out the ring and then you have to pick out the diamond and then they have to set it for you. Right. And I didn't know this. So
that's a fee along the way. Every single step.
Mitch, you're already better than me. I had my dad buy Marie's ring in Cozumel. That way they wouldn't have to pay taxes.
Damn.
It's true.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's 100% true. Hey, say what you want, but the price was baller for a really good ring.
Oh, I say what I want. That's very Cuban of you.
Okay, you know what? You say that, I say it was a deal. A steal, really, more than anything else.
Literally.
Well, I can't say anything. My best friend is a jeweler, so I know I'm going to be hooked up for life when it comes to any of that nonsense. So.
Peanut gallery in the back.
Not with you. Uh-oh. That's right. You're
don't
next.
Get any ideas, baby.
Dutch, you're next. You're next in
I'm
money.
Not next. No, I'm not. No.
I bought my own ring last
this
week.
This isn't tag you're it. No, I'm not doing it.
Anyway, Mitch, you were saying you got the ring sized?
Right, so we.
Oh
we
wait, got sorry, Mitch. I hate to interrupt.
Oh, okay.
Mal says, "This is your."
Yeah.
Mal says,
this is "Our story now."
Mal says, "Royce, this is your day. Thank you, Mal.
It's not his
I
day.
I really appreciate it."
And Royce should wear a wedding dress and upstage me, and I totally think you would because everybody wants to see a Cuban in a wedding dress.
Anyways, so
I wouldn't do that only because you have family. But so if left to my own devices, I would.
Oh my God, Royce! Stop.
It's about probably 11:30 or 12 at this point, and
I'm scrapbooking.
You're the jeweler
picking out your diamond sizing. Yeah,
I'm like, okay, this one and this one, put it together, and she's like, okay, it'll be done at like 4:30, or she's like, so when were you planning on proposing? I'm like, I was hoping tonight or tomorrow. Is that possible?
Mitch did what you do with a dry cleaner. It's not a dry cleaner, Mitch.
I love it.
Also heavy starch. Thank you.
Well, so she's like, totally. Oh,
I can still hear you saying that too, and like they're just kind of looking at you sideways, like when a dog hears a weird whistle. Like, what?
So she's like, okay, yeah, just let me check with our jewelers, but we can do that. And she's like, okay, yeah, we can do it at 4:30. And at this point, you know, Sherry's texting me because she's like, blah, blah,
blah. Are you going to marry me? ?
No, she's like, I should have checked my schedule. Actually, the photo shoot was tomorrow, LOL.
And then I was like, how's door shopping going?
And I'm like, ugh. Because I'm trying to make it really difficult to find a sliding
door. Wow, you're an actor. You're an actor, man. You're really good.
You know what, Royce? You shouldn't be criticizing our story.
You're right. I apologize.
It's not his story. Stop including him, too.
But if it wasn't for Royce, Mitch never would have proposed to me.
You're right.
He would never.
Kill all three of you.
You want to know why?
If he didn't hit his head on the toilet, he wouldn't have been able to make time travel possible.
That's right. Listen, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyway,
So I got all that shit picked out. And then I'm like, okay, now I actually have to go get a shower door because I can't just drive home now without it.
Oh, right.
That's a good point.
So you just go, they're all out. Gotta go to Branson.
I actually did that because the jeweler that I went to is like, you know, a half hour away from our, or 20 minutes away from our house. So
yeah, you couldn't find a jeweler / shower door place anywhere.
I was going to say, I imagine him in front of the jeweler going, do you know any shower door places around here?
He knows
I got my brother Vic right down the street, man. He'll hook you up really good, man.
No, I went to the place that I've been hearing on the radio since I was born.
He's been repeating the commercial to me while it's on the radio.
It's our friends in the diamond business, the Shane Company on the corner of Minnetonka.
Guys.
Oh, my God. We have a Shane Company.
And in Woodbury, I-94 Radio Drive, open weekdays to late Saturdays.
Far south online of Denver, I-25 and Arapahoe exit. We have one, too.
Now, guys.
I'm Tom Shane.
Hammy in the chat room says, that reminds me of the time that I got married and the marriage failed. So,
guess
you know.
What, Hammy?
Jesus,
I'm not a,
Eeyore?
Hammy, I'm not a bitch.
I am.
So this is going to work out.
Well, I mean, that's up for debate.
Well, let's not go crazy.
We don't think that.
Well, you're a tolerable bitch. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, Sherry's like the best person ever. What are you talking about?
Fun sized.
Fun sized.
Anyway, so.
Man, I'm on fire.
Mitch comes home.
Shut up. So I went to Menards. I went to the Menards to actually go get the shower door. And I go there, and obviously I have a car. And I'm like, I know that my car, I can fit like 36 or, 40 inches in the back of my car if I fold the seat.
Through the back.
And the shower doors are way too wide. They just won't fit. So I'm like, shit, I don't have the ring, and now I don't have a shower door. Now I have to go home to Sherry with neither, with nothing. So on my way home, I'm texting my brother. I'm like, hey, can I borrow your truck tonight?
Can I borrow your shower door?
I need to go pick up a shower door. And he's like, what
time?
Do you
have any magic beans?
I'm like, how's 4 sound? He's like, I'm working until 4:30, but we're coming down tomorrow for the photo shoot. Is that fine? I can just take it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm still thinking in my mind. I still have to come up with a fucking excuse.
Right.
So I eventually get home.
Hold on a second. But you still don't have the ring in your possession.
No, I don't have the ring either.
So you're supposed to go back later that night?
Yeah, this is like noon at this point. I don't have the ring. I don't have the shower door. I'm on my way back home.
Failure.
So I come home and Sherry's scrapbooking like, they didn't have the one here, so I had to go to the other store down there 20 minutes away.
Now, hold on, wait a second.
And it turns out it didn't fit in my car, so.
Sherry, his acting is really bad. At that point, you couldn't tell he was lying, because I would go, what's wrong with you? Did you have a stroke?
No.
Why are you talking like that?
I have a habit of making shopping difficult sometimes.
Okay.
He really does. He spent forever trying to decide if he wanted to buy our house, and I'm like, babe, we really liked it. I know it's a big decision, but houses sell fast. If you like it, decide.
Yeah, that doesn't make me sound crazy. Tell them the time that I spent an hour and a half looking at gloves because I didn't know which one I wanted to buy.
Oh my God. I made laps around the store by the time he was fucking done.
And then I didn't like him and I turned him back and I went back later and spent another hour looking at him.
I can't believe he didn't spend 4 hours picking out a ring.
The fucking gloves! Who cares?
I spent more time finding gloves than I did a ring.
Than you did on a ring.
Well, because he doesn't have to wear the ring.
Right.
That's why it was easier.
Yeah, that's true.
I needed gloves that were functional that could still move my fingers around, ones that you couldn't turn inside out when your hands
get. Well, a couple things. First, I got
gloves for you.
First, I want to say, seriously, congratulations. And yes, I accept. I'll be your best man. Oh,
you stupid son of a bitch.
And,
anyways, we haven't even gotten to the best.
Shut up.
We haven't gotten to it yet.
And
so.
Dutch will be the DJ. He's already told me off air.
I have?
That he will be. Well, now you have. Set it on air.
Joel.
Oh,
Joel,
hold on
that's
a second.
So nice
are you guys about to propose to me?
Yes, you should propose to Dutch.
No, not you.
We're
not
going to get married.
We'll tell our story first.
Let us tell our story first, and then we'll get
excited.
Emotional.
I feel like a schoolgirl.
All right.
I know.
So I'm just kind of sitting around the house, and Sherry's scrapbooking his shit. And I'm like, okay, tomorrow I want to brew beer, but I also need to propose to her. I need to get the ring. How do I get out of the house? Because I don't ever go anywhere on the weekends, especially without Sherry.
And let's point out.
So it's like, if we had like errands to do, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go to here. You want to come with?
And let's point out, 2 weeks before, I worked 70 hours. I was not home. I went to work at 7 a.m. and I did not get home until at least 11 that whole week.
Yeah, but I was tired at night. I didn't want to go.
You're such a bitch.
But anyways, okay, so you're trying to figure out how you can figure out an excuse to get out, get the goddamn ring.
How do I get out of the house again for the second time in one day without arousing suspicions?
Hey, babe, remember those?
You already used the shower door excuse.
I did, and so I'm like,
remember those gloves I wanted? I'm going to go back and look at them again.
That would have worked.
I want to try on two or three more, just to be sure.
Right.
Try them on again.
So she's scrapbooking. I'm like, okay, cool. This will keep her occupied for a while.
You pour gas on the scrapbook and light it on fire and run away.
I'm sorry, babe.
Okay, we'll get one.
I'm like, hey, babe, I need to go get propane. I think I'm going to run out. I'll be back.
So shortly after he left, I was like, I'm done scrapbooking. And I poured myself at least an 8 or 9 ounce glass of wine and I started watching TV.
Okay, so you were occupied at the time.
I was happy.
It was good because it was made her stupid and she didn't realize I was gone for an hour getting a fucking tank of propane.
That was my point.
No. I did realize you were gone for a long time, but I was like, whatever.
I could literally walk to the gas station across the street and get a tank of propane.
So, like, did you just go, okay, she'll buy this, or if she doesn't buy it, I'll just come up with an excuse as to why it took me so long to get it?
You said you went to Home Depot to look at Mordor's.
Yeah, that's what I... When I said, I got the propane, I'm like, you know what, after I got the ring, and I came back, and I'm like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. I went to Home Depot just to see if they had any different doors, and they didn't, which was a lie. I didn't do that. I didn't get the propane either.
Of course.
But,
I didn't think you did.
No, well, I didn't, because it took me too long to get to drive there, get the ring, and then get back without arousing any suspicion.
Yeah, yeah, you got
to
try and
people are in the chat room already calling what they want to do at the wedding. Roshak says, Doc says, I nominate Roshak to be the ring bearer. And it says, Hammy says, seriously, congrats, guys, and I can't wait to expect an open bar. So there people are invited.
I really like the idea of Rorschach walking down with the ring on his back when all fours like a dog.
That would be really fun. Rorschach, yeah. You can listen to Doc and Rorschach. They're great together. And actually, that you get a plug. If Rorschach's actually going to put the ring on his back, I'll do that. That'll be great.
He would actually be like a ring bear.
Oh, an actual ring bear.
Oh, a ring bear sounds great.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
What's going on with you?
Rorschach is hairy.
All right, so Mitch is out for the second time buying propane in air quotes.
I'm getting drunk with the dog.
You're getting drunk at home.
Yep. So I got home, I got the ring, and I'm like, did you thaw out anything for dinner? She's like, no, I'm like, okay, do you want to go to sushi tonight?
I claimed it as an accident, but he wanted to go to sushi on Sunday, but I kind of wanted to go on Saturday, so I purposely didn't thaw anything.
Well, it also crossed my mind that, like, well, blah, 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 maybe I can go to the jeweler tomorrow and do it and come up with another excuse, but they don't open till noon. By that time, her photo shoot's going to be over, which is going to be even more difficult to get out of the house. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just do it tonight. So we get ready and we go to sushi, and on our way out, I walk out the door. I walk halfway to the car and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. I got to go. I forgot something. So I walk back in the house and
2 hours later,
I was buying propane inside.
I had to find my gloves.
He walks back inside, and as I'm out there and he goes back in, I'm like, oh, maybe I should go grab my car keys and take my car, because he has leather seats and it's Minnesota and it's cold and I'm wearing these thin little leggings. So I almost went back inside and ruined everything. Right. But I was like, I'll just warm up his car. I don't want to drive.
Right.
He can drive.
So back
I'm
to the
getting drunk tonight.
Back to the words with friends thing. We have a little Scrabble board thingy that we put on our wall. We can write messages to each other on.
I put in the chat earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so
put it in again.
Okay.
So a couple days earlier, I had taken all of the letters for Will You Marry Me and kind of put them in groups, like the will is over here, the U is over here, but they're not together, so they're not written out. So just still jumping letters. So that I could quickly just run over and just drag him down and write it on there and then run back
a
out the door
because thing, right.
I didn't want her to come in.
Look at fucking Bourne Identity over here.
Yeah. So
that's
we
really
go
out, sweet, by the way.
So we go out to sushi, and that was fine. Nothing extraordinary happened.
I had two glasses of wine. So I've had at least a total of four regular people glasses of wine.
Right. Like Mitch said, nothing out of the ordinary.
Right.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
It's me.
Yeah.
So she's had a bottle of wine to herself in the span of 2 hours. And so we come back inside. We're driving on our way back. She's like, I really got to pee. I'm like, oh, great. This is going to ruin everything.
Hold on real quick. Cause I don't know if you explained this. You had already positioned the little Scrabble thing you guys have on your table.
When he went back inside.
When you went back inside, say, will you marry me? Then you guys went to dinner and you figured when you came back, she would see when you guys walked in the door.
Yes. Okay. Kind of like that. So I'm like, she's like, I got to pee. And like my whole thing was, once she got her coat off, I was going to say, oh, Sherry, have you looked at the Scrabble board recently?
So we get inside and I'm like, whew, got to pee again. And he goes, wait, Sherry, have you looked at the Scrabble board yet? And instantly I was like, maybe. And I was like, no. And I turn around
still
and I'm
disappointed
like, and I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, oh my God. And sorry. And I didn't really know how to react because I knew I didn't want to be like, oh, it's about time, because that would ruin the moment. So I just kind of did the girl thing and I was like,
She just kind of put her hands over her face and stared at me. It's like,
and I turned around and I didn't really know what to say or how to react. And I was like, yes, like, of course.
I think I had to ask you, well.
And when I turned around, he was down on one knee like a gentleman. Aww. And he had the ring in his hand. And then we hugged, and then we kissed, and then I went pee. Of course. I really had to go.
That is great. I'm so happy for us.
Marriage.
Am I on?
Yes. Marriage is what brings us together today.
And then within the first hour of this all happening, I was like, look at my Pinterest board.
Look,
fishing and light blue. What do you think? Yeah? Okay.
She's like, look at my hidden Pinterest board that nobody else can see, but I've been putting together.
Your whole marriage Pinterest board.
It wasn't hidden. It was hidden for a while until about last July.
Oh my God, I hate the way you say word hidden.
Hidden.
Sherry, what was the first thing I asked after you told me?
Is this real?
Well, no. After that.
That was one of my friends from work reaction. I love her to death, and I sent her a photo of my hand in the ring. She goes, is this a joke? Is this real?
No, I actually said, is this real life? That was my first question. My second question was, where's your Pinterest board?
Mitch put it in the chat. I'm like, no, we have to call Marie. So we called her.
By the way, like, we're sitting.
What's her number? I still have her old number.
By the way, at that point, just to what Marie and I were doing, we were sitting in a tattoo parlor. We were with Joyce and she was getting a tattoo. So we were hanging out and we're on the phone, a tattoo parlor, like when it's closing, when these dummies decide to call us. And we were the first people to know. So I'm really, really happy for us.
Yeah.
It is your day.
It was our day. No, it was really cute because from our perspective, Joel, obviously you refuse to be in any Facebook chat of ours, so you don't see it.
Well, that's how I found out.
No, you didn't find out for 3 hours later.
Well, you found out through... Oh, shut up, both of you, because she found out through the Facebook thing.
But you came home.
I never said it was about me.
Although I will make it about you for a second. As soon as I told you 3 hours later, because I held it from you because you're mean when you got home. But you did tear up and start. You were like, aww. I'm so happy for them. And he's like, why am I so emotional about this? I need to text Mitch. He was so happy.
Why are you telling them
love
this?
Us. Because it was sweet. Because you're ruining his stuff.
I don't need them to know that I'm an emotional person.
Joel, she's telling this because I deserve it.
Yes. Well, because we were all worried that Dutch
is... Royce deserves it too. It's his day.
He doesn't deserve it. This isn't about Royce.
Thank you.
No, it's about your tear ducts.
It.
No, but the greatest part was like, as I was saying, in our chat, we've been talking the whole day where Sherry had been sending me screen caps of her scrapbooking initiatives while Mitch was out. So I didn't know Mitch was out. I just saw scrapbook idea after scrapbook idea. And then later on, I saw her posting pictures of her at sushi. And then like by that time, as Royce said, we were in the tattoo parlor waiting for our friend to get a tattoo, and then she just sent me the picture of her hand on the Scrabble word of the ring, and I go, is that real?
Maul in the chat says Royce and Marie are just going to make this wedding their renewal. Yeah, that's a good oh, we should totally do that, make it about us.
No.
Why?
June has nothing to do with our wedding.
Shut up.
So Sunday went from being a nice, relaxing day to, oh my God, I have to have my parents over and I have to have a couple of my best friends over and we have to go down to Owatonna and we have to tell all these people because of internet. And I was like, oh my God, we have the show on Tuesday. We literally have to tell everybody that we want to tell in person by Tuesday.
Before that,
right? Because this is going to come out on the show.
Oh, and then in my mind, find out on some dumb radio show. You guys are gonna be funny. Like, why would you have to find out on there?
And in my mind, when she's saying we have to go do all of these things tomorrow, I'm like, okay. Well, I still have to brew beer, so
I was like, I don't care. I was like, I don't care. Brew beer. I'm ordering pizza, and people are coming over.
Mitch.
You know what else? I also think, and Mitch said this in our chat earlier, that it also had to do with the pool table in Branson. That's what really brought the marriage.
Pool table brought us together.
Yeah, brought them together.
How so?
Well, because if Sherry is that comfortable around my friends, she's a keeper.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hold on. Again. You guys were dating for 4 years. You didn't know she was a keeper until that moment?
Shut up. It sounded better.
She is a keeper.
It really didn't, but...
you're comfortable around my friends. We don't need to know that. They don't need to know the context behind it.
That is true. But how long did you decide you knew I was a keeper? Huh?
Uh-oh, look at Cher. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
It's today, 26.
I mean, you bought a house with me almost two years ago.
You were a keeper as of 3 days ago.
Wow, that's not bad. That's
we bought a house.
Now he has
together.
A financial investment behind it. Yeah.
Right. We have spread. A house and a dog. No big deal. And I did tell him when we got Sterling, I'm like, if you break up with me, the dog's coming with me, so you're fucked.
Oh my god.
Doc
man,
says
those could just be bitches. Man.
I want to thank.
I just stick with her for the dog.
I want to thank Doc in the chat room.
That dog's
he said,
not worth it.
Doc in the chat room says, "Royce, I'm so overjoyed that you got to enjoy your special day.
It's not about Royce.
When you found out whatever it was, Mitch and Sherry are doing, you must have been so excited. Doc, I was excited. Thank you.
This is really starting to piss me off.
I'm sorry, Dutch. It's about you two.
It's not about me. I don't want it to be about me. I just don't want it to be about him.
Oh, we can make it about you real quick.
I don't want to be Dutch. About me. It's Hold about on. You guys. I love you two.
So, I ask you.
So when we do our wedding, we're going to need a DJ. So, Dutch, I am proposing. Will you be our DJ?
Oh, he's on one knee right
I'm
now.
On
he
one
is
knee,
on one knee.
Yeah, holding up a beer for
yes,
you.
Yes.
Say yes. Say yes. Say yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Say yes.
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 You should say yes.
Yes, I will, Mitch.
Oh, yay!
It fits.
Now, Dutch,
it fits.
Dutch, if you don't play I Just Want to Ride Bikes with you, you haven't done your job as a DJ.
Oh, my God. I'm so going to ruin
yes!
the play with that.
I want you to ruin it.
Dude, I know it, too. Dude, I was actually thinking about it because I knew I was going to be your DJ one way or another. But
aww.
I was thinking about it at work today because I was like, you know, I didn't have any like, you know, anything when I was outside smoking. And I forgot my phone inside. So that's the worst is when you actually have your own thoughts going on. I was thinking about you two. And I was just thinking about the ways that I could ruin your wedding.
Well, guess what?
You wouldn't.
Guess
that's
what,
not
Dutch?
Ruin it for us.
Not ruin it, but like ruin it for your family. Like, you guys would love it.
Guess
but
what, Dutch? Would
be like, he called us whores. I don't know why he called us that.
Dutch,
like,
Dutch, guess what?
My poor grandma.
What?
Now I get to make it about me for a little bit. So,
oh, no.
So you know, 2 days after I find the news, the first thing I go to do is, Sherry, would you like my Excel template sheet of how I prepared my wedding deleted out for you? And she goes, of course I would love your Excel spreadsheet, but I saved the entire list of all the songs that I mapped out minute by minute that was for you. So
right.
She can just delete out my songs or save my songs and fill in the blank. So she already knows how I told you how to do
Stop
my wedding.
Trying to recreate your wedding with hers.
So
no, this spreadsheet is amazing, Joel.
Thank you.
Don't even know.
Can I
so
please
you
see
saw
it? Can you
Dutch.
Me?
Yeah, Dutch, yeah. You saw the Branson one and you were losing your shit. This
yes.
one is 10 times more involved.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh and I've already
OCD,
added tabs.
With the OCD
oh,
asshole that Marie is, I can only imagine what that looks like.
They are,
and just,
they are,
just talking about it makes me want to look at it.
It is kind of sexy, isn't it?
It's so sexy.
You know what? They're
not
like
sexy.
They're like if they're like if Pinterest were people. Yeah, that's what they are.
Dutch, you don't even understand. The food
no,
tab.
I understand.
The
You're
food
crazy.
Tab was a matrix that you can put in the number of guests and it would calculate out how much the food cost would be
of
and then add it to the
you
main
would
tab.
Have oh my god, one of those formulas put in.
Oh yeah, it would add it in gratuity and it like you could even break it down per adults and kids if you wanted to.
Well, hey. Chat room, Doc says I'm great at speeches, by the way. Hint, hint. I start every sentence with listen.
Okay,
it really commands a room.
I'm up to here with everybody injecting themselves into this wedding / proposal / everything.
Listen, as one of the
people. No, yes, that's a good point. Roy should write their vows.
No.
Listen, Dutch. Listen, Dutch. And listen up, Mitch and Sherry. A piece of advice. This wedding
okay.
is not about you. It is
Pizza
about friends
advice.
And family.
Oh,
it is
no,
about
it's
satisfying
about
us.
Oh, it's about the party. That's honestly, the two things I'm really excited about are
Royce
to have his last name and get the, you know.
I want one of those really long, drawn out Catholic weddings where they take like 4 hours.
No, we're.
And then you can, and then we can have like a 4 hour break in between.
No.
And then.
No. Okay. So Sunday morning, I run downstairs. He's at the computer watching Minecraft videos. And I was like, babe, I have such a good idea. And I'm like inches from his face. He goes, what? I'm like, let's have a Renaissance themed wedding at the bowling alley.
Now, I want to break. I want to break everything down. First off, I want to start with, that's right, guys, for new listeners of the show, Mitch does not play Minecraft.
I do now.
But he watches videos of other people playing Minecraft.
I play a little bit.
Yeah.
That's something I don't understand.
And then we'll have to wear the stupid bowling shoes then? No, Sherry, that's terrible.
I wanted to mimic my mom's failed wedding.
No, Sherry, can you do a Renaissance themed camouflage wedding?
Oh my God, even better.
I love camo.
I want to know why it's so far away.
In Minnesota?
No, the date. It's a long time.
I didn't know this. Did you guys have a date set already or no?
We're planning on June of next year because June of this year is too quick. Winter and spring are gross because it's always raining in the spring in Minnesota.
Dude, it's so cold.
Oh, Miami, Colorado. Miami Milford in the chat says her kids would be great flower girls and boys. So you're set there too. So perfect.
Oh my God.
And so in July, we have our Canada fishing trip. So we're gone from a Saturday to a Saturday.
Well, July
is hot and muggy. And that's when I start working on hunting. And then September through November is hunting. And then the rest is holidays. So literally the only month that's good.
If I got married anywhere in between September and January 1st, my dad would disown me.
Both of our dads would not show.
Because he likes to hunt.
I have an uncle whose baby
go to the wedding, but he would hate me.
I have an uncle whose grandbaby was born during rifle season in November, and my aunt only sent him a picture of the baby's toes. And she's like, if you want to see more photos of your nephew, you have to come home. And he didn't.
Right off the bat, you guys are like the great wedding people to, like, you know what I mean? Like, because there's certain people who get married and they make the wedding all by themselves. It's like, no, I need this day in this remote location, and you guys better come or I'll disown you. Tailoring, like, no, we want everyone to have fun. It's not just about us.
It's a party.
So you guys are already.
It's about my friends and mostly friends and family.
So my goal is to be married to him for at least 10 years. So that way, even if we're divorced, I can collect Social Security from him. If Social Security is still a thing when I'm able to retire.
Whoa, hold on.
Go on.
You know what? She's thinking this through.
Go on.
She's got a long-term plan ahead.
Seriously, I'm excited to take the last name and start decorating with monograms. And
you'll be SH
and to have a party. Honestly, I mean, we're together, and I've told him for a long time. I'm like, you're stuck with me no matter what, or I'll kill you, basically.
Wait, hold on. So not this June, you're thinking, but next June?
2017.
That's fucking too far away.
Sterling's mouth. What's wrong with his mouth?
He's biting my hand. No, he's doing it,
Could he stop being a cunt for 3 seconds? We're celebrating you guys'. He's like Royce Marie. He has to make it about himself.
There's nothing wrong with a long engagement that just means more planning and more do-it-yourself crafts that will be entered into your wedding plans.
Oh my God. Right.
And here's the thing. We're getting some help from family, but I also have $500 a month in student loans. So I'm already looking for a second job for a couple nights a week to help pay for student loans and a wedding.
Are you saying we should have a fundraiser for you on the
Do we need a GoFundMe? Do we need a GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Mitch totally said we should start a GoFundMe.
Do a GoFundMe.
Let's
try it.
Let's see what happens.
No. I'm not that kind of person.
I mean, I would accept the money, but I wouldn't feel good.
No.
See, Mitch said I'll accept the money, which means, yeah, make it, but I have to pretend like I don't want it. I got it, Mitch. Wink, wink. No problem, buddy.
I gotcha.
Wink, wink.
We're all in the up and up.
Yeah. No problem, buddy. We gotcha.
By the way, I love this picture of like the Renaissance wedding that your mom had. They're like, you're the only whore in the picture.
No, my girl scout leader was also whorish. I was just more thigh. And that was my idea. Okay, that was my idea to show off our garters.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot. When you told us that story, by the way, it's such a fucking...
Weren't you wearing a literal shower curtain?
Yeah, the garter thing that I was wearing was a shower curtain that was kind of a chameleon green and purple. So depending on what angle it was at, was the color you saw it at. And my mom.
So they're very, very permeable to moisture.
Did you at least have fun at that wedding, though?
I had 3 bottles of wine to myself. And afterwards, we had an amazing after party at my friend's house.
Here's what you do.
She was not happy.
I had Pinterest panties on.
You make a GoFundMe, but when you make the GoFundMe, what you do is you make, like, you know, people give a certain amount of money. There's different, like, you know, benefits for it, like a Kickstarter. Right. So, like, if somebody gives, like, $500, they're, like, invited to the wedding and they could say a speech. Like, you auction off time for listeners who I would want to be at the wedding anyway, and let them pay for it. See, that's what I would do. You know, I'm sure a lot of listeners would love to give some money to be there. Maybe I'll give some money so I could have a little speech. Who cares?
No, I don't want your money. I want your gifts.
I'm not going to give you any gifts.
I don't want your money to help me throw the wedding. I want your gifts.
I need six toasters.
That's so different. Everyone says that they want the money. You guys actually want gifts?
He that mean his money.
I mean, there's not a whole lot we need, so
that's the whole thing. Is people that are, you know, almost 30 don't need shit. They just want the money to help pay the bills.
That is very true.
Like, I don't like. I need like three things.
I even told him, I'm like, you know, it'd be awesome to put like Home Depot gift cards so we can start working on our freaking upstairs.
No, I'll get it for that fucking duck suit place, Mannards.
Or you can just get cold hard cash, which Home Depot also takes.
Right, exactly.
Seriously, the best gift is the gift of cash.
No, not the gift of love.
Not checks.
The gift of love.
Not checks. You know why? Because no one can cash a Mitch Heel and Sherry Doll check until like 3 months later when you get your fucking name changed because the banks are going to hold you hostage until it happens. So don't write that shit out.
Marie's a little bitter.
Yeah. My name's not Lopez yet.
What is now?
Well, it wasn't at the time.
But
people don't think of those things. Either write it to Mitch only or Sherry only or just give them cash.
That was a really sweet way to do it, though. Like, it was something that was specific as far as the proposal goes.
It was like a nice little 360, I felt.
Yeah, I mean, because specific to you, it wasn't something overly cheesy, but it was simple enough. I mean, like, because that's
It's not like I proposed on the radio or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so tacky. I don't know anyone who would do that.
I'm sorry. That was perfect for
says the couple who has to rotate their wedding around fucking hunting season. How dare you talk down to me? How dare you,
dude?
No, we have to plan it around hunting and fishing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We obviously can't have it in May because that's when Mitch is fishing.
Hey, why don't you have it in Manitowoc County? I know this junkyard that has a really big opening.
Yeah, ooh, there's a junkyard in Oklahoma too. That's real nice, I hear.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, like, that's the one thing every guy is charged with. You have to propose. If you're going to get married to your girl, you have to propose in somewhat of an original way. And the majority of all the ideas have been taken to this point. So you have to try and figure out what is specific to you and your chick.
Because I couldn't take Sherry to a football game because she'd be saying, what the fuck are you taking me to football for? You don't even like football.
You hate football, yeah.
I honestly pictured it happening at some point while we were fishing, whether it was in Canada or Minnesota, or his mom and his little brother's girlfriend was saying, like, oh, maybe it's going to be with Sterling. So, like, on his collar or something. So those were the two things I was expecting.
I want to poke holes in both of your plots. I'm not going to take a wedding ring and give it to an excited girl on a boat in the middle of the water.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
And I'm not going to give it to Sterling because he's going to eat it.
Well, you can put it on his collar. He can't eat it if it's on his collar.
He'll find a way.
Okay, hold on a second. That leads me to this question. Sherry, were you disappointed in the way that he figured out how to propose to you? And I'll be honest.
Not at all. I loved it because, like I said, it was the perfect 360 from how we started talking and dating.
Aw.
And, like, that's one of our things. And I'm like, on the weekends, and I'm like, I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to watch a movie. Let's play Scrabble. Let's play a board game. We play Scrabble a lot, and I lose a lot.
She's dumb.
Well, then it's perfect. It was super sweet for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I thought it was sweet, and I wish you guys so much happiness. I really was super excited. You don't even understand. Like,
I cried.
The last 3 days, I keep thinking, oh, they're going to get married.
Can I tell you, the only person other than Royce Marie that we called that night was my grandma, because she's been on Mitch since we started.
Who you didn't call? Me.
I'm sorry. We wanted to surprise you on the radio. But that didn't work.
Find out through social media?
No,
we knew you wouldn't find out through social media.
Good point. You don't think she would find out and then tell me?
Well, we'd probably tell her.
We didn't think about that. So the only other person I told that night was my grandma. And can I tell you her reaction?
What was it?
It was really precious.
I probably would have screamed if you had called and not sent me the photo first, because the first thing I thought was like, wait, are they fucking with me? This could be a Photoshop.
I was trying to find your number, but Mitch sent it to you in the chat too fast.
Oh, okay.
Rorschach says, at least that gives me time to lose some weight, more weight before I crawl around naked with a ring. See, that's good. So people have time to get in shape for the
yeah,
wedding.
Yeah, everyone has to go on a diet because no fatties.
Yeah.
No fatties.
Oh, that's a good point. David Manitow County, my mail says, and you're off to WrestleMania right afterwards. That's not bad. That's good.
Woo woo.
Honeymoon idea, Orlando, Florida.
Oh, so not salmon fishing on Lake Michigan?
What? No. Ew. What do you fucking stop with your fucking mountain people fucking vacations?
You guys should go to Alaska for salmon fishing if it's summertime.
Here's the thing. I've been to Orlando many times. How about you drive your asses down to like the Keys?
Oh, we'll go to the Keys. Sure. No problem.
Keys,
that's super easy.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't actually talked honeymoon yet.
Perfect. But. No, it's already settled.
All right. It's I guess we're going to the Keys.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Since this is your day, you have a say now.
We're not sharing a room, though, because I've had sex in front of you before, and honeymoon sex I want to have by myself.
That's fine. We'll get our own room. There's no problem with that. I just want to go to the Keys.
Can we get like some sort of cottage where maybe you have the second floor and we have the first floor?
Okay.
By the way, I love the fucking people that have sex at a pool table. Now all of a sudden, honeymoon sex is sacred for some reason.
No, we'll have sex in front of you sometime too, I'm sure. But I want to have a private room, not one that I'm sharing.
No,
so, Kelsey and Julie, you're invited to the Keys for our honeymoon.
There you go. I am glad I could have.
Our honeymoon is officially in the Keys.
I am glad that I could have been a part of this.
I'll get a condo.
Woo! Yeah, condo in the Keys. Doing it. Awesome. I want to thank everybody.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Can we make sure our condo in the Keys has fucking Wi-Fi?
Yeah, it'll have Wi-Fi and maybe, hopefully, a hot tub.
Oh, it will have a hot tub.
And a fire pit.
And yes, also that.
The RCI website right now, because I have 84
she actually
points
is.
For exchange.
Plan my honeymoon.
You want us to plan the wedding too? Because we could do it.
Okay.
$10 laundry fee a day.
No.
That's it.
Royce, you can plan my honeymoon. Wedding. Marie and I will plan my wedding.
Yes.
Perfect, because I wasn't going to do anything anyway.
You know I have the reception on lockdown, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. I'm assuming you guys are having this in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
I could probably just drive all my equipment there.
No.
No?
Did she say ew? What fucking kind of rich girl is she?
No,
here's what it is. It's not the rich girl part. Is she doesn't want to be in a car with me for that long,
right?
Raging out the entire time.
We have everything you need.
Oh, you got cool.
We have everything you could possibly need.
Can I make her drive and me fly?
No,
okay,
I
whatever.
Won't do that. I'm flying.
Okay.
Yes.
So, however you get here doesn't matter. We have everything you could possibly need,
and you both can stay at our house.
Is it going to be a formal wedding or a semi-formal wedding or a casual wedding?
We're staying at your house. I call master bedroom. You can't take it. Shotgun. Shotgun it. Shotgun.
So you're sleeping with me, right?
No. I need a stretch out. So you guys take the couch and I'll take the master. Cool?
Because this is about you, too.
Yes.
Okay, but you get Sterling, too, then.
Fine. I'll take.
Oh, yes. We get Sterling.
Oh, no, yeah, I thought it was just Royce and the master.
I hope you like waking up every hour.
Well, I was planning on snuggling with Sterling wherever he was.
I think Yuki would take care of Sterling in a real quick second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think Yuki would like Sterling.
No, she's probably...
Watch them become, like, best friends.
Oh, speaking of, after the break, a teaser, I got bitten by a fucking stray dog this week.
Sort of like Kelsey with Yuki?
No. Drew blood.
No.
Jesus, we gotta stop doing that.
No.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, gotta save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play. Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina. Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
That's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. You don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick.
It.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Take a look at this.
Jesus Christ.
That right there is the mail. Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay? Pepe Silvia. This name keeps coming up over and over again. Every day, Pepe's mail's getting sent back to me. Pepe Silvia, Pepe Silvia. I look in the mail. Well, this whole box is Pepe Silvia. So I say to myself, I gotta find this guy. I gotta go up to his office. I gotta put his mail in the guy's goddamn hands. Otherwise, he's never gonna get it. He's gonna keep coming back down here. So I go up to Pepe's office, and what do I find out, Mac? What do I find out? There is no Pepe Silvia. The man does not exist, okay? So I decide, oh, shit, buddy, I gotta dig a little deeper. There's no Pepe Silvia. You gotta be kidding me. I got boxes full of Pepe. All right, so I start marching my way down to Carol in HR, and I knock on her door, and I say, Carol! Carol, I gotta talk to you about Pepe. And when I open the door, what do I find? There's not a single goddamn desk in that office. There is no Carol in HR. Mac. Half the employees in this building have been made up. This office is a goddamn ghost town.
Okay, Charlie, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. Not only do all of these people exist, but they have been asking for their mail on a daily basis. It's all they're talking about up there. Jesus Christ, dude, we are gonna lose our jobs.
Well, calm down, because here's one thing that's not gonna happen.
What?
We're not gonna get fired.
We're not.
Because we've already been fired.
We've lost our jobs?
Yeah. About 3 days ago, a couple pink slips came in the mail. One for you, one for me. So what did I do? I mailed them halfway to Siberia, okay?
If we've lost our jobs, that means we've lost our health insurance, which means all of this was for nothing. God damn it, dude, I'm having a panic attack. I'm actually having a panic
attack. Will you settle down and have another cup of coffee?
I am, bro.
All right, well, fine. You know what, Barney? Give this guy a cigarette. He's freaking out.
Huh? Who?
Barney. He's the guy who tipped me off to Pepe Silvia.
Barney? Who the hell is Barney?
You don't see Barney. Oh, shit. What the hell are you?
You've lost your mind. You've lost your goddamn mind, Charlie.
Second hour. Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. If you want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or go to the chat room at MoreLikeRadio.com/live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. Or you can follow us on Twitter. I'm not going to read all the names. Just look us up. You'll find us. So, I plan for nothing in the second hour.
All right, good. That's good to know.
Oh, let's talk about Mitch and Jerry's wedding more.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to bore the listeners.
Bore the listeners?
I feel like the chat room is more active than normal, just saying.
Yeah, it's pretty active, but you're welcome. You guys are right because of what I did.
Thank you, Royce.
You're welcome.
You didn't do anything.
To get this lovely couple together.
The last goddamn time.
And to show them how much, you know, I care about them. I wanted them. I knew, see guys, a lot of people ask me, Did you know Mitch and Sherry were going to be a thing? And I was like, you know what, kid? I just believed it. So,
besides watching Joyce get a tattoo, did you guys do anything this weekend?
No, that was
no, not really.
It.
That's about it. I can't say we had anything any real fun.
You got bit by a dog?
Oh, I got bit by a dog, but that wasn't this weekend.
Yeah, what happened
there?
Well,
let me explain. Now, remember
did
we
did you
talked,
do it while saving a kid?
Well, no.
And then you got bit?
Is this an Uber car story?
No. Remember at the beginning of the show, guys, I said...
Did it happen when you were telling Mitch to propose to me?
No, it was before that. It was before that. Here's what happened.
Did you fuck the dog?
No, I did not have sex with the dog.
That's a good reason to get bit.
I didn't have sex with the dog. As you guys heard at the beginning of the show, I am a hero because I did save a kid from a car.
That's Aaron's dog.
Baby.
And
I could kiss a
so pain. There's like this little dirt road behind our house where I normally go for a walk and stuff. And
shut up, Marie.
Well, I didn't do anything.
It was the other one. Anyway, So I see.
Oh, Sherry, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I see.
I didn't do anything this time.
I've seen for a couple days. I've seen in my backyard that there's been this dog that's been running around.
What kind of dog?
A mutt. I mean, a mutt, big though, a bigger dog, but a mutt. So anyway, but you know, when you look at a dog, you could tell that they belong. That dog used to belong to somebody. You know,
that thing is trying to rape my dog.
Right?
Is it Puerto Rican?
No.
What?
So I go out there and I first off try to go get it because see if I've heard who it belongs to, but it doesn't like me. So whatever. The next day I go out there and I go, man, it's going to be really cold here. I feel bad. Then I look.
By really cold, you mean 68 degrees.
No, it got into the 30s at nighttime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. It got cold here.
So anyway, somebody else noticed the dogs out there. So behind my house, a little further back, there's
there was a little dog that was walking around and somebody put a little bed by the electrical box for him to sleep. And Royce, right. I discovered that bed and tried to help out the dog some more.
I saw that. So then I figured, well, let me go give it some dog food, you know, to where it's sleeping. I walked up to go give it dog food. The dog growled at me and started chasing me. So, of course, I turn around and I start running away. And the dog bites me in the back of my knee. You know, not on my knee, but whatever you call that, but back of my knee. And yeah, it gets like two good little bites fucking in. And it's black and it was black and blue for a few days. But I was like, you know, fuck you, dog. You know, I go out there to try to help you and be a nice guy.
Are you worried about rabies at all?
Nah, I'm not worried.
Because that shit's incurable if you don't get it early.
Yeah, no, I know. But like I said, the dog clearly belonged to somebody. It wasn't a wild dog.
But it chased after you.
It
wasn't defending its like home territory.
No, it was. It was
just hanging out near a light post.
No. It was that's the point that Marie was saying. It was defending its home territory. The dog usually was running around and walks away from people. Remember what Marie said earlier? There was these cable box things behind my house where somebody put a bed for the dog. And the bed had food. So it was his area where he was laying down by his bed, this little circumference. Okay. So, and I knew something was up because there's this slow dude that walks dogs and in my neighborhood. And he was walking by there with the dog before this happened to me.
How slow? Like... Yeah, type slow or like slow?
No, I would say like Forrest Gump.
Oh, okay.
Slow. That he walks dogs, you know, that's what they pay him to walk dogs. And the same thing, like the dog didn't bother anybody till somebody walked by those two cable boxes. I guess it became protective, you know?
Of his space.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a homeless guy with his box.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, but whatever. I'm fine.
Dude, I would... Did you call like the animal services and say this fucker's biting people?
No, I didn't. I guess I should have.
Why?
Whatever.
So is he still out there right now?
No. I haven't seen him in a few days. I think someone
might have sick Yuki on him in a second.
Yeah. That would be bad. I don't want Yuki to get hurt though.
See, Yuki?
Yeah.
She wouldn't get hurt. She would dominate him.
Royce, okay.
Probably.
Okay, Joel. Royce does not want to hurt any living thing.
And I don't want
he's
to kill the dog.
He's a huge softy. I asked all the same questions that you asked just now. Yeah, and he said...
Punch that dog in the face.
He said he didn't want to hurt the dog. He felt bad for the dog. He didn't want to have it get put down or anything.
Right.
So he just left it alone. And I looked at his leg and it looks pretty all right. So I don't know. Wouldn't rabies take effect pretty quickly?
No. It can just live in your bloodstream. Dude, if you get... fucking rabies. Like, it's incurable once it gets past a certain point.
I understand, but I doubt the dog had rabies, Dutch.
I hope you got rabies.
Oh, God. It can take 10 days to 2 years.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Mitch, for helping me
out. So if you're still alive within 2 years, then you're
I was going to say, they're talking about rabies or rust.
Oh, good. So our wedding is within a year and a half. So don't die before then. Still be please. We need
that would
you.
Be good. Yeah. No, dude, my fucking, my brother Jake told me, a story a couple of years ago that like a dog just bit him like in his backyard. It was just a couple of, I think he said like according to him, it said they look like pit bull mixes.
Right.
A dog, you know, he has a soft heart for dogs because he has, you know, pets and things like that. And he went out and like, just like, hey, come here. You know, like, let me see if you have a collar or whatever. Like, just come relax. And in his head, he's like, okay, I'm going to make this dog my friend. I'm going to take pictures of it, put flyers around the neighborhood. Next thing he knows, the thing fucking bites him.
Right.
And he said, fuck that. He went inside, got a shotgun, came out and blew the thing's head off.
Jesus Christ.
Well, yes, he did. And here's the thing is that like after he got bit, sure enough, according to like rabies protocol, you have to like send the dog's brain in for testing. It had rabies. So it's a good thing he did it. Otherwise, my brother would be dead right now. So.
Well, that's good. Thanks for scaring me. I was having a perfectly good show.
You're the one who should be scared. I don't know why you're all like,
yeah, I am. I am scared now. I was fine earlier.
You should be, stupid.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want you to die.
I'm not going to die. Really.
Yeah, you have a wedding to attend.
Yeah.
And you know how weird the show, it doesn't phonetically flow with Mitch and Dutch. There's too many I-its, you know, like trying to have that show name. I don't want that.
Joel, you realize Royce is a hypochondriac. Good job.
Me? Good job. He's the asshole who got bit. He was doing nothing about it.
He was trying to help the doggy.
Okay. I'm on so the dog my brother.
Side. Poor doggy.
Fuck the dog. Bite me, asshole. Untrained dickhead.
Poor doggy.
I hate him.
So what did you do this weekend?
I bit Pepper. She's trying to get me tested Sterling. For rabies. So
is that it?
But no, we did well, this one was had the flu basically the entire weekend.
Haven't you guys been going to like Super Bowl level football games recently?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Well, we went to the playoff game a couple of weeks ago.
Last weekend.
And that was crazy. If anybody who watched, it was the Steelers against the Broncos. We were in the 100 section, like right next to the field, like 30 rows up. That place got deafening when that whole turnover happened. I can only imagine what it was like being there this last weekend when Tom Brady was there. But yeah, that was it's people have Bronco fever around here. It's kind of fun to watch.
I am so glad that I don't care about sports.
I know you don't.
No, it's so stressful.
It makes
but your husband fun. Cares a lot. Like, how do you not?
What do you do on the weekend? Doesn't Royce watch it?
No.
Yes.
No.
Not really.
Yeah, you do.
No,
I used to. I used to watch Red Zone a lot. I don't really anymore.
Oh. You don't watch the Dolphins play?
No, once in a while. What? Not consistently.
Okay, after you got married, dude, I don't recognize you anymore.
You don't get married.
Our cable.
Oh, there's that too.
We cut our cable and he only plays fantasy, so.
Well, there's plenty of streams you can watch it.
Yeah, but it's just stressful.
Okay, it's not about you. It's about, there's not, Cakes, you know what I'm talking about, right?
What sports?
Yes, football. When you're watching the Dolphins play, like you can't not watch it.
Yeah, no. The one thing that I always try to avoid down here in the South is newspapers because you got to, you know, there's certain like roads and streets you got to avoid. But like when South Florida team sports are doing good, paper fucking loves them. If one guy like trips over, I don't know, fucking like the sideline or whatever. Oh, there you go. That's the end of the season. It's done. Like season just fucking started. What the fuck? Shut the fucking talk about fucking dogs biting other people.
This is one thing that I don't understand. Like, with Mitch, I understand because, you know, he's killed people. And I understand like that. But like, I always give a pass to anybody who's ever taken a human life. So I understand that whole aspect of it. But I don't understand other men who don't watch sports. Like, that's one thing I've never gotten. Like, I mean, I'm not expecting everybody to follow sports like me. But if you just, you know, if I talk to a guy and he's just like, eh, I don't like sports. It's like,
you're probably talking to someone successful.
It's something for you're not successful. It's something foreign to me that I don't understand. Maybe it's just me. No, it's not just me. No. God damn it. I'm a red-blooded American who likes hot dogs and hamburgers. Fuck that. If you don't like, I don't like, what else are you
doing on a Sunday?
Right.
I love football.
Especially during
shower doors.
I feel like that if like Dutch and Kels lived closer to me, that I would have like sport buddies.
Oh, yes. You would be over at our house all the time eating great food.
Eggs.
And beer.
All the time.
Yes. But no, I don't know. I mean, there are certain people who, you know, like Royce and Marie, you guys have started like, you know, just cutting out. Is that where it is? Is it cutting out cable and TV from your life and just going strictly internet? Weird. Is it not having it readily accessible?
That was part of it.
No, because even when I didn't have internet, I still used to watch Red Zone. I mean, I could get the Red Zone app and easily watch it if I wanted to. You got to understand something. It's different. Like people, you know, I know people give Florida fans a hard time because it's true. You know, they don't show up to games and blah, blah, blah. But we have a lot more to compete. Sports has a lot more to compete with in Florida. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I could go to the fucking beach. You know what I mean?
Not that we ever do.
No, but I'm saying, you know, I'm saying people in general, you know,
other people can go to the beach. Yeah. We like to have the option.
So you're saying the idea of having multiple entertainment options is probably the reason. But then again, I mean, look, dude, I live in Colorado. Like we have more.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Do you want to finish my point? Because apparently you and I are on the same wavelength.
We are. Okay. I mean, I can add to what Royce is saying, like where you guys live in Colorado. How many football teams do you have in Colorado?
One. But then again, how many ski resorts do they have in Florida? You know what I mean?
Water ski resorts, indoor ski resorts. We got indoor ski resorts.
Well, I was going with Royce's point on that one. Right. Well,
yeah, but like, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do, you know.
So. But think about like Minnesota. Like there's nothing. Like think about like Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We can go hunting and fishing.
Well, think about the people who don't want to, you know, murder animals on a Holocaust level like you two do.
You mean gay people.
We have hiking. We have nature.
Ha! Gay! Your ability to just sum things up is... I love it. Gay people.
Gay!
But, I don't know. Maybe it's just...
Maybe we're boring.
Does anybody else have like something like you see something so black and white and you can't understand why anybody else... Like, for me, it's like, how do you not... at least enjoy sports at least a little bit. Like, that's just me anyways. But
okay,
I know I'm wrong.
I wonder how all of you just don't enjoy hunting even just a little bit.
I don't like hunting.
Sherry, I love hunting.
Whoa!
You're about to get married to someone
I'm leaving you for John.
Whoa.
Wait, it would never work out between us because my boobs aren't that big.
That's a good point.
I'll stick with you.
My girlfriend's boobs are big enough. You want to take mine, John?
Okay.
Well, that was easy.
You can move out.
It's not about moving in or out. Just saying I'm trying to give you away here. It's like a catalog.
Wait. Can I bring my cat?
No, I hate cats. I'll kill it.
There you go. There we go.
Deal breaker.
Damn it. Can somebody please fuck my girlfriend already?
I will. Okay. Sims, threesome with me, Marie, and Kelsey.
Sold.
All you have to do is ask.
Are there certain, because everybody has like either gray, black, white area. There's certain like areas of your life where just like, no, what the I don't like the way certain people vote, like gun rights or sports or whatever. That's something you just don't get.
Being a vegan.
There you go.
I don't get it.
Knowing how to change a tire on a car.
I can do that.
Yes, Sherry.
So there is a vegan butcher shop in Minneapolis, by the way.
What? No,
that doesn't make
sense.
Yeah, that I don't understand.
Or is it vegan or vegetarian?
No, it's vegan.
It's a real thing.
It literally just opened like a week ago.
Like a prime chuck tofu. Do you guys have that in stock?
No, that's literally all the shit. It's all vegetarian based. It's all soy based or whatever else, but it's flavored to taste like hot dogs and fucking steaks.
Well, how do you have the right to say butcher?
Because
it's all flavored like meat, but it's all vegan.
Well, my name is actually Butcher. It's Butcher Steve.
Oh. No, his name is Kale.
Ugh.
I'm not even lying.
He was born to be
vegan. Oh my God, I want
no, it's real. His name, the dude's name is Kale. And
I think John allegedly wants to murder him.
The amount of hipsters or the class of hipsters in Minneapolis is almost worse than Seattle.
It's up there.
Yeah, Denver is starting to get pretty bad too. They're invading everything. Apparently, I guess, like, they have made Harlem livable again. Like, they're invading, like, because the whole thing with hipsters is to do the...
Oh, sorry, that's my fault. I was
is to do the anti of the anti kind of thing. Like, right. You know, go against what the against is. And so apparently what hipsters have been doing have been moving into really ghetto black neighborhoods and pushing the ghetto black
just
people
like Shameless.
Out.
Okay, so I know you guys Shameless. You guys don't watch Shameless, but they're doing that on this season because like the whole story takes place. Yeah, it takes place around like a really shitty ghetto part of Chicago. And like there's these hipsters moving in and like the people that own this bar, like, they're happy because their bar was voted the best, shittiest bar in Chicago.
And the hipsters just love them.
They just love it because you know, the service is terrible and everyone's mean and everyone's all, like, white trash and shit. And it's really funny.
But it became, like, a lightning point for everybody to
yeah,
come
for the hipsters.
Wow. Dude, that's funny that the show is actually picking up on something that has become like a new trend. You're seeing that in L.A., in San Francisco, New York, all these. And apparently, I guess, on the show now, Chicago. But yeah, like that's the new hipster nonsense to do.
Like, I want to go to a dive bar. Oh, they never clean anything. And their silverware is just so grody.
There was these two younger sisters, when they were living in Denver, this was about maybe like 5-6 years ago. They had this apartment across from another two roommates who were also siblings. It was a brother and sister combo. And they were super nice, but the brother was like a complete nutter hipster. His name was Elliot. And Elliot would always show up with like, you know, these like, you know, lensless frame glasses and like suspenders, whatever. And this is like early on in the hipster movement. And I was just like, "El, what are you doing, dude?" And he was just like, "Don't worry about it. It's a hipster thing." And I'm like, I worry about it because I like you and I hate what this is.
That's almost worse that they identify themselves as hipsters. I almost hate that. I almost like and hate them more for I'm not a hipster.
Now I'm thinking about it, like it was closer to like 7 years ago. Now I'm thinking about it, like this is early on in the hipster movement,
right?
And I was just like, "El, like, dude, you're going out of your way to be uncomfortable and to look ridiculous." And he was just
so
like,
it was that weird point in between metrosexuals and hipsters.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That stupid coworker that used to work with us before our current stupid coworker videographer. The owner of the company went up to him and all she said was, when he put in his notice, was, "I'm going to miss your shorty shorts." Because his shorts were seriously like 6 inches above his knee.
Jeez. Yep. That's exactly what this guy would do. He would he would go out of his way. And the whole thing was they were being ironic. They were like, "I'm going to find the most ridiculous thing to wear." And it was funny for like maybe the first year. And then it just kind of took a mind of its own where everybody was starting to try and outdo each other. Like at one point, I saw him coming home and instead of having like from work, he came home from work. And instead of having like a laptop bag, he had like a ski bag as his laptop bag.
All right. At that point,
I'm not joking. I was just like, "El, what are you, dude?" And he was just like,
Yeah, dude, I have my laptop in here. I was like, what? And it was fun at the time, but now that I'm seeing the whole hipster takeover that's happening, like I said, this was 7 years ago, and it was sort of charming and funny at the time. Now it's just taken on like it's like a one-eyed monster at this point.
I used to enjoy the show Portlandia, but after we met our coworker, the hipster one, not saying any names, Danny, I couldn't watch it anymore. I could not watch it. I hate Mitch Wood, and I would just try and fall asleep because I'd be so annoyed because of reality.
I couldn't watch it anymore either.
Okay, good.
Yeah, after the first season, I couldn't because it wasn't funny. It became reality. It's like, this is what these fucking assholes are doing.
What was the show about?
Portlandia. Yeah, it's about hipsters in Portland.
Oh, okay. That's kind of where I'm assuming it was where it started. That's where
it's
all
the Fred Armiston
shit.
Show.
Yeah, yeah, like John said, watch the first season. It's pretty funny. After that, meh.
That just becomes like real.
Yeah.
They have like one episode dedicated to that guy that's like a bicycle courier, and he's just like being really obnoxious on
Lance
a bike.
Armstrong?
He's like, bicycle rights. I have the 3 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Cars, why?
Here you go. I got a clip if you want to see this.
Apparently.
Okay, so it's a single speed bike.
Bicycle right!
Bicycle right!
Bicycle right!
Bicycle!
On a bike!
On a bike!
I'm on a bike.
You're gonna turn? You gotta tell me! Watch out! Bike!
Cars, man. Why?
I don't have a driver's license.
I don't need it.
I'm in a bike lane here.
Hey, I get this whole lane.
10 feet rule.
I hate it.
10 feet.
Hey, birds. You guys have little bikes?
What are you looking at?
I dig that tribal look.
Move it.
All foods is corporate.
I hope I get a sunburn.
Hold up. I'm stopping. I'm stopped. That means I'm stopped.
Pull your mirrors in.
Slow down, let me go.
Oh, lofts, why?
Watch out. Hey, bike lane. Bicycle rights.
Go vegan.
Move.
Gotta move over a little bit.
A better place you can be.
Move.
Go.
Ow. Bicycle rights.
And that's basically Portlandia.
I got mad watching it.
Yep.
Oh.
Wait till they go to the brunch place to get blueberry pancakes.
That's where they did, I thought one of the funniest bits of all time, and it's season one, I believe, Around the World in 80 Plates.
Yes. Oh, my God. Around the World in 80 Plates.
Let me see if I get this one's actually worth playing.
Yeah.
I can't believe we didn't show this to Joel. No. I feel like
I know nothing about Portlandia. I've heard the name before, but I didn't know anything about the show. I didn't know it was all about hipsters.
We've watched it so many times. How do you not know it? I think it was an intro for one of our shows at one point, like a rejoiner.
So. You say you listen to that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I know it's not this one. I'll find it.
Apparently, I said lop tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
According to Mom.
Yes, you did.
I actually thought you said lop top.
Damn it.
Laptop.
Fuck.
Laptop.
Start early.
Laptop.
But yeah. It is weird when like you see like the genesis of a shitty trend. I remember seeing like the genesis of like I guess the emos turned into the hipsters. Do you guys remember that in high school?
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they turn into hipsters or are they still emo?
No,
I think emo's emo. Yeah.
They still all have.
No.
I think emo's still bitches.
No.
I was one of them.
What Dutch said was like, you know how at one point it was just monkeys and then humans were invented, but they're still monkeys.
Right.
Okay.
Like hipsters were formed from emos, but then there were still emos. It's just like a genetic mutation.
Well, emos. Okay. So here we go. Emos had like their own little thing. And then one section of them kind of merged with the goths. That's where you got the kids with the studded belts and the eyeliner and the crazy straight hair. And the other ones went like to the left where they basically were like, OK, we're just going to take the other fun parts and just be like, oh, we're all ironic rather than being part ironic and comfortable. And you know what I mean? Like it was this whole weird genesis that it's weird that like me being 31 right around high school time is where you kind of saw a lot of these trends start in their, you know, in their embryonic stage before they became what they are now, which are complete and utter three-headed monsters, and I hate it.
Again, it all centers around the internet because pictures were posted where we could compare how much of an asshole one person right. was to another person. Before exactly. that, you were only isolated to just being the weird kid in your class, and that was it.
And now it's become like, you know, the popular thing to be the weird kid, which is the, we've railed against this for a long time now, because when we first started the show, we were kind of a nerd geek centric show. When we were talking about, like, you know, Futurama, Clone High and all the, you know, when we were going to, you know, the comic cons and things like that. Now it's like a trendy thing to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a fan of Marvel. It's like, go ahead.
It's like 21 Jump Street where Jonah Hill becomes popular and the hot guy does not.
Right.
You know, because our best friend, super producer, Phil Lord.
Phil Lord.
Just like him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maul had it right, though. I don't know what scene is.
If- scene was the thing I was talking about, like where the goth and the emo scene kind of clashed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she said punk became goth, became emo, became scene, became hipster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scene was a thing for a little while. I think the band to look, what was their name?
Aren't scene kids like the ones that like to go to raves and shit now?
No, those are rave kids.
Oh, okay.
Would you say what section would you say Avril Lavigne was?
Pop punk.
Pop punk's okay. like a slight diversion from the whole thing.
That's what I was in high school. I was Avril Lavigne.
Baggy so you were pants, a poser, man.
Baggy
she
pants,
was a poser, yeah.
Biggie pants with a nice tight shirt to show my
body. What the hell are Biggie pants?
Biggie, yeah.
Baggy. I just can't talk
can
to you.
Can you say the word you. Baggy again for me?
Baggy.
Are you saying bagel pants?
Baggy.
Baggy.
I actually like the way she says doggy.
Doggy?
Yay.
doggies.
Baggy's better.
What do you call a Ziploc bag?
A baggie.
if you want to know the prime, like the prime example of a scene kid, if you're wondering what that is, it's the band from First to Last. Just look up like early music videos of them.
I think one of their songs.
What about Gym Class Heroes?
No, that was more like rap pop, kind of shit. But yeah, from First to Last, like they were one of the first bands that like kind of melded the whole goth kid with the hipster kid and kind of mushed the two together.
Well, so, like the Used.
There you go. Miles said it correct. She says scene kids love bright, spiky anime hair and animal print in neon colors. Slash. Yeah, there you go. That's scene. That's a scene kid.
There were a few things I loved in high school. More than Mohawks. I loved me some Mohawks in high school.
You were a what?
Ooh, yes, I did.
So, the chat room, that from First to Last video, is that the kind of kid you would go for?
Maybe the one in the middle. So, do you know the band Good Charlotte?
Yes.
Of course.
I named one of my cars Frankie after one of the bass players.
Okay.
That's really stupid.
Wait, you named your car?
No, it wasn't Good Charlotte. Who was it? Fuck.
Well, they were kind of.
I was waiting for the punchline, and there wasn't.
They were kind of seen as well. They were horrible.
So, what about the band Him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one that Bam Margera likes to promote a lot.
Well, that's the retard rock. That's different.
Him from that from no.
I know what you're talking about.
My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
That's Frankie, yeah. The bass player from I loved him.
Yeah, that's more of like the scene.
I named a car after him.
Oh, what a jackass with white suspenders. Ugh.
God, sure, it was you're an
bad.
Asshole.
It was bad.
That is bad.
To be fair, in high school, I would have fell in love with Mitch too because he had one.
Yuck. I did.
He had a group of hair that like went in front of one eye, right? Like.
No. I wanted to.
Oh, like Fatty Papa Roach in the background?
There you go. Yeah, these are all scene bands. Like, that's the scene look, if you're wondering.
I was a scene girl.
One guy looks like a Samoan Umaga with the fucking Kill Bill jacket.
He really does.
And Adam Gontier from 3 Days Grace, he was my boy.
Okay, that's like, white trash rock. We've already
No. Here we go. Start it again.
I listened to that show.
But yeah, that's more of like the scene stuff. Like the hipster stuff, they don't really have a... Because the scene and the emo and the goth thing kind of had like bands that they had champion those looks and those styles. Like goth was more like, you know, Marilyn Manson and Korn and you know, things of that nature. Whereas, you know, scene was like My Chemical Romance and From First to Last and all this other kind of stuff. And then obviously if you know, think about punk, you think about more of the older stuff, but... Also, the newer things like Rancid, you know, NoFX, that kind of nonsense. But hipster doesn't have any, which is the weird part about it. There's no band influence. There's no musical influence. It's a
Mumford and Sons
political influence. Yeah, it's this weird ideology that I don't get.
Hipster is like a vegan metrosexual.
There you go.
But do you think that the lifestyle of the hipster will either implode on itself or go in these cycle pulses of being funny and then being stupid?
I think it will extinct black people.
How so?
Go on.
Yeah, tell us. Them out of their own neighborhoods.
Tell us more, Mein Fuhrer.
Well, I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just saying that I think that's what's going to happen.
Oh, I just thought that you meant that they were all going to like marry like one... black, one white or other, and then like mix everything together into this diluted super race.
I think that the west side of Detroit, Harlem, and north side Chicago are going to become the nice places to live in 10 years.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, because ironically, they're taking the bad and making it the good.
Exactly.
But that's what I was saying. Like, will they self-implode? Like, will they just run out of stuff to find ironic? Or
other fad, it's gonna fade out eventually.
See, I don't know.
I think it's gonna be like that meme where you see it on Facebook where it shows the, you know, remember when this was a thing and then it was like the mullets of the, you know, the '80s or whatever.
Yes.
Like this, and then they compare it to the dumb hipster styles of now.
I think of hipster as a virus, if you will, because it morphs with they always just want to be different.
That's
so
true.
As things normalize out, they find something else to be different about. Whereas all the other things, there's a definitive look that you can say goth and you can imagine in your head what a goth looked like. Hipsters have already morphed within our own time frame.
So are you trying to say that hipsters are the symbiote that's on Eddie Brock and Spider-Man?
A little bit.
Holy crap.
So we need a vaccine that we need to update every year like the flu.
Well, here's the thing, Mitch, is that what Marie's saying, it's beyond a vaccine at this point because it's already gotten stronger as time has gone on.
So our vaccines have made super hipsters.
Yes.
Correct. Almost. They're like the common cold. There's no cure. We just deal with it.
Yes. It just gets stronger and we have to just adapt as far as what we throw at it to stifle it.
Because, I mean, think about it. At one time, hipsters had mustaches. Then that was too much. So then they did handlebar mustaches. And then that wasn't enough. And then they grew beards. And then that wasn't enough. So then they grew glitter beards.
Which is the current phase.
Current phase.
They still have those stupid beard mustache curly things still.
Well, those guys are lame.
There's a billboard all over Minneapolis, St. Paul for Caribou Coffee, which is like a Starbucks in case you guys don't have Caribou.
Oh, no, we do.
We have them here, yeah.
But it's like a drawing of this hipster with a beard and icicles, and it says icicles or real vanilla. And it's like Branson where you see the same freaking billboard every 10 feet, and it makes me so angry because I'm like, obviously it's not real vanilla.
It's not a real icicle either.
God.
She's really mad about this.
She doesn't like those. But I've heard this story from her more than once.
I yell about it every time I see the billboard. And also, I had book club before radio, so I've had lots of wine tonight.
Oh, you are angry.
See, Maul's losing me. What the hell is normcore? What is normcore?
Now,
my God, we're old.
Well, now the new trends are based off old styles like being
normcore is a unisex fashion trend characterized by unpretentious, average looking clothing, a combination of normal and hardcore.
Are we getting like old?
It. Yeah.
I think we're getting old.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what the fuck is a dab?
Dab's a dance move.
Oh, I thought that was...
No, I want to know what the... I still to this day, I don't understand what a bay is. I don't know what... I don't understand what a dab is.
Before anything else.
No, I know what that means.
Bitch is my
bay
because he's before all of you bitches.
And Royce is my bay.
Hey.
Well, I still don't get it, though. I hear you guys explaining it. I still don't get it.
It's a
three bay. Three bay.
Cakes. Pastel cakes. Goth and health goth? Oh my god.
Cakes. I tried to look it up.
I'm listening.
Can we do one thing at a time here?
No.
Jesus Christ. Cakes. Okay, a dab is it's a dance move where you basically you have your elbow, you have your arm crooked, and you have your elbow in front of your face as if you're about to cough into the crook of your elbow, correct?
No, I know. I saw Squidward doing it, that's and everyone lost move? Their mind, and I don't. Wait. I still don't get it.
Well, no,
how does this dance move work?
Listen, it's the new dance move.
Don't teach Mitch dances before our party.
Well, that's all I'm going to do.
I want to know how this works.
So, anyways, okay. So you have your arm here. Hold on. Yeah, it's like that. You guys have it correct.
Okay.
And you just basically
motorboating my elbow.
You do that, but you have your left arm back out. And you do this whole thing. Cam Newton likes to do it. And the whole purpose behind it is the why it's called a dab is when people take a
dab.
Can
somebody play a video?
I lost my headphones.
Can somebody pull up a video?
I think he just dabbed his headphones.
I learned how to whip a nay-nay thanks to the music video. Can we watch a dab music
video? I'm trying to explain this to the radio audiences. Thank you, Sherry.
Well, then they should be listening live because... Obviously. Well,
oh my God, would you shut up? Just because you got married today doesn't mean you can keep talking.
I thought Royce got married. I got engaged.
All right, I pulled up a dab.
There we go.
Teach me how to dab.
Thanks, Royce.
Well, the idea behind it is that you're coughing because you just smoked weed into your elbow. That's what it's for, Cakes.
That's stupid. Really?
Yep.
It's a lean and dab of pyramid.
I really like how lyrically deep this goes.
I go hard. Dude, look at them busting a move.
They're not dabbing.
Well, the song's called Lean and Dab, bro.
None of them were dabbing.
They're more leaning than dabbing.
Well, let me see if I can find someone.
It reminds me of a song I listened to in high school that went, I lean like a cholo.
Okay, there's one called...
Well, it's kind of like the whole Soulja Boy thing. Yo, it's just a fad.
TJ Hayes, man. Follow me on Instagram.
They all remind me of my coworker, and I hate them, and I hate them all.
Well, you don't have to talk about all black people that way.
They're all the same on this music
video. There he goes. He was dabbing. Here, let me go back here. You saw him dabbing?
Is this the act? I see it, but
he dabs.
Well, that's the thing, is like...
There, see?
I see it. But that's the thing, is that like... That's the dance move is based off of. Is that you took a dab of weed, and it's so... the hit was big, so you got to cough, and you're like...
So like when you're trying to be a bad girl.
So it's jackasses that don't know how to fucking smoke.
Apparently Moth says health goth is a new thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, look at the chat room.
That's what I was trying to look up was Nomcore versus Health Goth versus Pastel Goth.
So glad I'm not in high school anymore.
I don't get it.
Fashion is hard. I'm trying to understand Normcore because the pictures on Google Image are all over the place. I can't tell if you just are supposed to dress like you shop at the Gap. Or you put on a lot of hobo clothes.
Well, you should lean a dab.
Hobo clothes.
Because, some of them look like just pictures of, like, as I posted in the chat, like, a picture of Seinfeld. But then there's other ones where people look like they're just wearing too many things and they look kind of old.
Do you, here's a question. Do you guys think it's harder for high school kids than when we were in there? With all this nonsense.
Well, I think so because, well, I mean, when we were in high school, you had the jocks, the goths, the punks, the emos.
Yeah, you had have five major groups.
Yeah, now you have so many permutations of these different things that.
Also, all those assholes now are trying to like make viral videos and be famous on YouTube and Snapchat.
I
was going to say
the internet, I think, you know, does a whole new layer to bullying and just awfulness and or how you identify yourself with all the dumb groups that Mitch was talking about.
All of this is just making me so angry. Can we go back to talking about mine and Royce's big day?
It's not Royce's day. It's
a good point. It's a good point. We should go back talking about that.
Okay, I found an image that breaks down normcore. It says choose a top.
That's when you dress like Norm McDonald.
Add core to everything.
Why not? Hashtag normcore. Choose a top, t-shirt, a really soft, loose-ish one, solid color, button down. Choose an outer, which is a comfy sweater, worn leather jacket, classic trench sweatshirt, or oversized blazer. Choose a bottom, high-waisted jeans, or solid color slacks. And choose a shoe, leather booty, loafers, solid color ballet flat, or old school sneaks.
This is...
No.
That's basically what I wear, except I don't call it normcore. I just call it, I wear.
You don't wear high-waisted jeans. I don't wear solid color slacks. You don't wear
slacks. I don't wear high-waisted jeans, but I do wear t-shirts. I do wear sweatshirts. And I do wear old school sneaks.
Oh my god!
Is it just me or does normcore just look like someone's just getting rickrolled?
Dude, no, it's like '90s stuff because you look at it, like they show choose outerwear, classic charming. I'm so upset right now. Classic trench, oversized blazer, sweatshirt. Like they're basically doing Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I can't talk right now. What's happening to me?
You're right.
Somebody please save this for the
Sorry, I'm
list.
So upset right now.
Watch list.
That they're doing late 90s and now they're calling it normcore.
They are
That's
all
my point.
They are all dressed like there's extras in Mad About You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
It's a thing, guys. It's a real thing. How did we miss it?
This is normcore. Oh my god.
Where was I that normcore happened under my nose?
I'm going to take it back. I don't dress like normcore.
They all look like they don't tip well.
Like they're on purpose not going too far back where it looks like you're being a hipster, but it's back far enough where people would look at it and go, I think he's just out of fashion. But they're like, no, I'm in fashion. I'm normcore.
The tagline.
That's what they're thinking.
The tagline says, a life more ordinary.
Mm-hmm. I hate this. I want to die. I want to kill myself. You want to die tonight?
No, don't.
I want to kill myself.
Kill yourself.
I want to live in a world where normcore is a thing.
Wait for my wedding. Then you can kill yourself.
Okay, can I do that for that then?
Yeah. I need
Norcore and Joel Van Wegerden can't exist in the same decade. I'm sorry. This is fucking too much for me.
Here's what I'm thinking. Normcore wedding.
I will kill myself on stage and ruin your wedding.
Yes.
Or make it the best wedding.
Can I just point out that the black guy that's in the normcore picture, he has Quato on his forehead.
Or he's the lead singer of Black Eyed Peas.
No, he really has like another human being on his forehead.
Or he's Dr. Huxtable's son.
Aw.
I think it's William.
It's Will I Am.
Yeah, William.
William.
You're saying it wrong. Will I Am.
William. Yeah, William.
Because Will, he is.
I hate you.
Whatever happened to
you? You love me.
Yeah, and like health goth is basically what Tomb Raider looks like.
How's that goth?
Health goth, what, they just wear smocks and scrubs?
Health goth appears to be wearing all black or black and white workout clothes.
But what? Eating spinach.
What?
Like it's like sporty spice.
That's just a color scheme, and that's just people trying to like get a website off the ground, because at the top it says healthgoth.com. That's all that it is. That's not an actual trend. That's someone trying to promote a website.
Speaking of looking like in the 90s and stuff like that, there's this movie that I'm recommending to everybody. We watched it right before the show, called Turbo Kid. It's on Netflix. It's called Turbo Kid. It came out in 2015, so it's a new movie. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it's making, it's not making fun of, because it's a real movie, but it's a movie shot in the vein, music and everything, like it was a late 80s action movie. But
Turbo Kid?
Turbo Kid,
yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
It was it takes place in the dystopic future of, get this, 1997. And it is absolute. Maybe I can find the trailer for you.
It's a video made in 2015 that looks to be set in the 80s about 1997.
Here you go. Here's the trailer.
That's cool.
Destroy you with my turbo glove, the ultimate weapon against the robot threat. But to be a true hero, you'll have to save your girlfriend.
Hey, what's that in your hand?
It's a comic book.
What's it about?
It's about Turbo Rider.
That's rad.
I always wonder what the other side looked like.
It's kind of gray and dusty. Well, I could show you.
Around here, we like to do things with a little more joie de vivre.
Where is she? Release the girl!
This is gonna get ugly. As you may know, the situation is critical. We have reached maximum casualty level.
Please pay attention to the music. The 80s, just robot future music.
Who exactly are you supposed to be?
Turbo Rider.
This is it, soldier. We have to hit these sound machines with everything we've got. Find them, kill them, and lay back their heads on pikes. I'm meeting up with an old knight. Straight to Zeus. What do you say? Let's roll. Fate of our future is in your hands.
I wish I could have been more like the real Turbo Rider.
But you could totally be Turbo Kid.
What do you think?
Can this be the next We Watch Better Movies Than You? Or
it
whatever it is.
Is
called? Please?
That actually intrigued me quite a bit, to be
watch
honest.
Watch it. It's on Netflix.
Kelsey's shaking her head.
I'm watching it right after the show.
It's on Netflix. If you don't love it.
The girl in that movie
Marie liked
is adorable.
It. Marie liked it.
Next show, let's watch it live.
Well, it's because it has that whole tongue-in-cheek thing of an 80s-made movie about the 90s, but it was made in 2000.
Dude, like, it's perfect. It's beautiful.
Something about that intrigues me.
It was made in 2015, but it's filmed. The music in the beginning, everything is 80s. Like, you know.
But the bad guy is basically just Dennis Hopper in Waterworld.
It's Michael Ironside.
Michael Ironside's in it, I'll have you.
Oh, fuck, that's Ironside?
Yeah, that was Michael Ironside.
Yes, it was.
Next show.
No, I don't want to watch it live. I want to watch it my own time. Stop trying to produce a show, Sherry.
I'm trying to help you.
Just because you got engaged,
I'm trying to help you.
You're all on your uppity horse right now. I want to punch you right in your taint.
Bicycle rights.
You're the first person that told me that.
But yeah, man, it's really cool, and it's gonna be it's what the trailer said. It's gonna be a cult classic, because once you watch it, you'll understand.
Hold on a second. Kelsey was just like shaking her head and going, "No, boo." But hold on, why'd you hate that?
Poor K.
I'm not interested at all. It looks terrible.
No, that's the you don't get it.
I would rather spend 2 hours of my life doing something useful than watching that.
Oh, like talking through the Hateful Eight. Yeah, I get it. But
Mitch and I was asleep 20 minutes in. Mitch and I watched terrible movies on purpose.
I was asleep.
Like lesbian vampire killers.
You were not asleep 20 minutes in.
Hey, Royce, who made you brownies with a Teddy Graham on top?
It doesn't really fucking matter. I would have rather been able to hear of a movie.
They were delicious.
They were delicious.
I started cooking dinner, prepping dinner that night too. I get it.
Turbo Kid on Netflix, watch it, you'll love it. Yeah, I
saw that and I was very intrigued.
Honey, you can watch it when I work my night shift.
I wasn't asking you for permission.
Oh,
yes.
Saying
I can watch it anytime I want.
Not if I'm on the computer.
Can I have permission to watch it?
I have my fucking
permission. Shakes, go for it.
I can watch.
Yay!
You don't owe me, bitch.
Oh, come whoa! On, get over yourself.
Anyways, I was gonna ask you something, and what then she bothered me, and now I'm mad.
Why are you mad? I made you dinner.
Royce, what was I gonna say? You know how to read my mind.
What were you gonna say? That the show's over?
Oh, it is over. Okay. This is what I just now looked down and I didn't realize what the time was. I was gonna say that at another point, but either way.
So watch
my computer's not working.
Tomorrow you guys should listen to the Cousin Joe show.
Help me out here, buddy.
Tomorrow, listen to the Cousin Joe show.
The Cousin Joe show tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Fuck. Oh, no. Cousin Joe show is tomorrow. It's midnight. So fuck you. Listen to Hippo Juice Wednesday. Cousin Joe show Thursday. High Society Friday.
We have a new edition of More Like Radio. The Loose News is on Mondays after Canteen.
Yes, it is.
The Loose News?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
And Marie, of course,
White. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, shut up. Rorschach and Doc in the Sully Show. Yes, Marie.
What?
Why are you better?
Oh, I'm better because I gave my super wedding spreadsheet to Sherry. Fact.
Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I'm going to be Sherry Don't Call Me Doll Heil.
Aww.
Mitchell, why are you better?
Well, I am better than you. Because she said,
yes!
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 Johnny Cakes, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I still don't know what the dab nor the bay means.
I think
no matter how many times you explain it, I still don't get it.
Kelsey, why are you better?
Because I watch football instead of horrible Netflix 80 movies.
Don't be such a negative Nancy.
That was a shot at everybody on the show right now.
Yeah, it's
except
fine.
For me.
You watch horrible movies.
Yeah, because I love so horrible. Small.
Oh, you're right. Just kidding.
Royce Poo, why are you better?
I am better than you because I got these two crazy kids together and I'm humble about it.
You're the best.
Didn't do any
thank you, Royce. I owe you my life.
You're welcome.
And I am better than you because I actually I shed a tear of joy when I found out you crazy kids got engaged. I'm not even lying. Like
I love you,
Sherry.
I love you all.
We love you too, guys.
Actually,
so amazing.
Attest to that one. So hey, thanks for listening, you guys. Don't forget to tune in to all of the amazing shows here on More Like Radio. But more. Importantly, Hippo Juice tomorrow from 7 to 9. And then obviously next week, 10 to midnight here on morelikeradio.com. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right, you guys. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.